Welcome Bloomers again here on the Bloom Talks, a tech podcast. So today's tech news is Vivo launched color changing phone with dual camera notch. I know I am late, but the news is booming. So Bloomers, let's start this podcast. Sit calm and feel free while listening to me. So welcome Bloomers again here. Vivo launched camera-changing phones with dual camera notch. So here, Vivo launched color-changing phones, Vivo V23 and V23 Pro. Both are the flagship phones launched by Vivo in V series that sold in India and other Asian countries a lot. The most attractive feature of Vivo V23 and V23 Pro is a color-changing black, its back, which changes its color when appeared in sunlight. When a phone with its back exposed in sunlight for 30 seconds, slightly changes its color to blue green before returning to the original gold. That was gold color, its original color. Vivo says it took almost 2 years for developing this material. Both phones have a notch in the display and that has two front cameras, which are a 50 megapixel main camera and a 12 megapixel ultra wide camera. It also supports eye-based autofocus. The V23 comes with a 64 megapixel as the main camera, 8 megapixel ultra wide and 2 megapixel macro sensor, but V23 Pro has 108 megapixel as the main camera and the rest few cameras are the same in V23. The V23 has a screen with a 6.44 inch 90Hz 1080p panel and the V23 Pro has a screen with a 6.56 inch 90Hz 1080p panel. Both have a flat side as you can see in iPhone 12 and iPhone 13. Another mainstream difference is the processor. The V23 has MediaTek Dimensity 920 whereas the V23 Pro comes with MediaTek Dimensity 1200. When it comes to pricing, in India, V23 comes with a price of almost 30,000, nearly $400 with 8GB of RAM and 128GB of ROM and 12GB. 256GB comes at almost 35,000, nearly $470. The V23 Pro with 8GB and 128GB comes at almost 38,990. That means $520 and 12GB and 256GB comes at 43,990. That is $590. After launching in India, Vivo is about to launch in countries like Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Also within the months, Vivo decided to target APAC, the Middle East and Europe to sell their phones. So it's end here, but you do not have to end. You have to end with the podcast by liking this, by sharing to your friends and colleagues, and also follow me for more future updates on technology, health and motivation. That's it for today. Thanks for reading the BloomTalks.com.